This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thoughts Become Things podcast. And I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm so glad we get to join again this week together and talk about some interesting, fun stuff. I know many of you are really loving our Facebook Live we do on Identity Network for the Facebook on Monday mornings, 10 a.m. Central Time. And I'm thrilled you guys are joining me every week here on this day for this week for the podcast of Thoughts Become Things. Man, I'm seeing so much growth come out of all of us. I'm seeing potential beginning to come to the surface. I'm seeing creative levels beginning to come out of all of us as well. Isn't it great? Don't we live in an amazing time where we're discovering ourselves? We're discovering what it is our potential is saying. We're discovering vibration, frequency, how we actually do make a difference in our world by what we think. You know, it's so amazing to know these things. And yet it's so cool to know that God, from thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, knew this from the very beginning. And yet now we're being able to experience these things that God's always known about us. And it's fun. It's exciting. But today I want to talk about something that really I sort of struggle with as far as wondering, should I talk about this in a podcast? Should I not? But I felt the nudging of the Holy Spirit say, you need to talk about this, Jeremy. I think it's important for us to understand what I call the healthy side of God's voice. The healthy side of God's voice. How do we know we're listening to God? Now, I'm going to say something that many of you, it might sort of shake you a little bit. It might make you question. This is not about a doubt podcast. It's about a faith podcast. It's about causing you to always reevaluate yourself. It's very important that we do not deceive ourselves. The main thing I've realized in my life is so many people deceive themselves because they are 101% convinced that everything they hear is God, every vision they have is of God, and yet they just are 101% are guaranteed, no matter what they hear, if it's flaky, if it's unbiblical, if it's things that are just wacky doodle. No offense, but let's just face it. No matter what it is, or if it's things such as, I know I'm called to be with that person. I'm called to be with that girl. I am called, God told me, I am called to be with him. And yet the truth of the matter, folks, is these are scary, unhealthy things for us. And a lot of times we get so convinced we hear from God. Now, granted the fact that my sheep know my voice. We know the voice of God. But something we have to remember is you have a strong, powerful, energetic brain as well. And this brain is far surpassed any creature out there on planet Earth, which means my brain, my imagination surpasses any imagination of any creature in this land. And so because of that, we've got to be able to understand our imagination plays an amazing role in our lives, but can also play an amazing detrimental part and bring me down. That's why the Bible even says to cast down vain imagination. You know, we've got to be careful not to exalt things that actually are above the very things that God has for us within His will. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that, okay? So I'm going to tell you a story here. And once again, you know, if this person's listening or not, you know, I want every one of us to begin to be healthy and to begin to understand that none of us are above the fact that we will miss it. None of us are. And so the other day, I've actually been getting this one email from this one person throughout the years, probably the past 5 years, and it's been very scary. Folks, it's been very scary, we're going to say twisted, because of the fact it's been the same email like every 6 months, where now I'm getting this voice, you know, of like this audio sent by this person. And you know what? My friend Matt Sorger, who's a prophetic minister in New York, had a problem years ago with this woman who became obsessed with him before he got married and just was guaranteed that he was called to be her husband. And folks, let me just tell you something. Even from this email I've been getting from this certain woman and Now I'm getting the audio. Folks, it's creepy. It's really creepy. And yet I truly don't even know her. In fact, my staff and I were talking one day and I said, I don't know this woman. You know, I think I might have done a session with her years ago. I might have prophesied to her, but I'm not, it would have to be that. And my staff is looking it up and said, yeah, you actually did. You did a session with her years ago. And I think a prophetic word, you know, once years ago as well. Well, this woman got this idea that she's so convinced that that I'm supposed to be her husband and I'm supposed to be the end of her all means for her to finish her nice little fairy tale story to the point where she convinced herself. Now, folks, let me tell you something. It's a powerful thing to convince yourself of God's word. Maybe a prophecy someone else gives you. You know, I always encourage people, you got to become that thing. You got to, you know, once you become it, you'll attract more into your life and becoming what God says in this word and becoming this. And it's very powerful and it's so needed in our lives. But on the other hand, we have to know that there's also people who will convince themselves of things that are actually not biblical. I mean, this woman was telling me that she's done warfare for me for years of things I didn't know I was aware of. She was allowed, the other day I got it, and she said that she cut off the head of the devil two times in the spirit for me. Folks, that's not even biblical. It's not even biblical. And yet so many really crazy things, you know. It's just to the point where she even said, you know, I wish you would quit showing up in my dreams. You show up to me when I'm sleeping. And I'm like, you know, like in the spirit realm. And I'm sort of going, ooh, that's really creeping me out, lady. I mean, I don't know you and I don't think about you. I really don't know who you are, where you live. I don't even know what you look like, you know, and I don't show up. That's called astral projection. I don't agree with that, you know, biblically. And so it was all these really crazy things. And within the recording, she found herself crying and she says, you know, because, you know, you're out of God's will because you're supposed to be with me. And I'm starting to think to myself, ooh, that's a creepy thing to tell somebody that they're out of God's will when you know that I know that I'm happy in God's will. I'm in God's will. I know the voice of the Lord. I don't know who you are from Adam. And so on and on and on. So the point I'm making is this woman throughout 5 years has wasted her life convinced that she's never met me. She's only heard my voice, I think, through the podcast or, I don't know, maybe life coaching. And so it's sort of creepy. And she found herself crying saying, you know, you messed my life up. And so my point is this, folks. No matter what you hear in the spirit realm, no matter what you hear when it deals with your imagination, always test the waters, folks. Because what happens is if you're not careful, you can convince yourself and convince your emotions to where you are missing something. I'm talking like missing, like, oh, I miss you when you passed away. You can find yourself missing something that you've never had, but you've convinced yourself through your imagination that this is real, a real reality for you. And you can convince your emotions that you need to feed into that because you're missing that person when you've never had that person. You've never been in the room. You've never entertained the idea of anything. And so when you look at prophecy and you look at God speaking to you, you have to remember, folks, not everything you get and receive is going to be from God. A lot of things you get and receive are going to be from your imagination, your own desires, your own wants. Now, I've had people even say, well, I know God told me this and this, and I didn't even think about it before. It wasn't even something that I wanted before. And you know what I tell them? I say, because your imagination, you've got a subconscious that is so extremely powerful. Your subconscious can pull up data. Your subconscious can speak things to you that you're not even aware of half the time as far as, you know, speaking these things to you. And so I want to tell you today from this podcast, and this is a different podcast, but I feel like I needed to say this to you guys today. I want you to be careful. Be careful what you hear. So you might say, well, then how can we tell if we're truly having visions and seeing these things from the Lord? Here's what you want to do. Are the things you're receiving healthy? Now, that should be a duh, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, are you receiving things, you know, visions, dreams, prophetic words, things that you feel that God told you? Do you understand, are they healthy for you? Are they making you down, depressed, longing for something that you've never had before? You know, is it making you put your life on hold? You know, you have to understand this, folks, that when you begin to look at life and you begin to hear these things, you need to ask yourself the question, is this healthy for me? If God was to tell you, I know that Jane down the street or Bob over there, I know God told me they're going to be my husband and my wife or my wife. And my question would be, have you ever spoken to that person? Well, how do they feel about you? Do they even know who you are? I mean, you know, I remember telling this lady several times in emails, I'd even tell my customer service, just, I don't want to deal with her. I don't know who she is. Tell her I don't even know who she is. And she would come back a couple months later. She would even make up fake Facebook accounts, folks. It's creepy. You get stalkers all over the world, folks. Let me tell you, no matter what you do in life, you will have a stalker. And the moment you become popular, you get the wackadoodles coming out. I'm sorry, but you do. People that are convinced of that they're supposed to marry you. And so, you know, she'll make up fake Facebook accounts. And this woman has a small ministry, folks. And she'll make up Facebook accounts, and she would try to send me emails through Facebook. And I'm just like, you know what? If you're having to do something fake like that, I mean, that alone should convince you that God is not in this thing, folks, you know? And I'd say, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but I don't know who you are. If I've ever, you know, if I've ever prophesied you or something, you know, I'm really sorry that you feel this way. I mean, you know, about me, that you like me, but I'm not called to be your spouse. I don't know you. And so it would hurt her even more months later to say, why would you say you don't even know me? And I'm sort of going, because I don't. Because see, you convinced yourself. People, let me tell you something. You can convince yourself you've had encounters with people. Do you know most of the murders on this planet? A lot of people who've been murdered, that their accuser, their actual murderer, has created an account within their brain, a false facade, that they are convinced that this actor, actress is in love with them, that if they could only meet me, I know they'd fall in love with me. I just know that Angelina Jolie is going to be my future wife. And so what, or Jennifer Aniston, that's what I hear people say. And yet both of them have had stalkers before, and these stalkers convince themselves that they're destined to be with them, even to the point where if I can't have you, no one else will. And that's why people get shot and murdered. You know, it's like the singer that was from Mexico, Selena. She was a secular pop singer and was an amazing, cute little girl, sang some good songs back in, I think it was the 80s. And her biggest fan, which happened to be a woman, her biggest fan was so obsessed to the point where she was possessed with her that she stalked her and killed her. And here's why I say this to you folks. God would never tell you anything that would bring forth an obsession or stir your emotion for something that is negative. God wants to give you hope and a bright future, an expectation of something where not just you, but both parties or people that are involved in your life can benefit from it. That actually, they're actually, believe it or not, folks, on the same page with you. You know, it's like Joseph telling, you know, his half-brothers this vision. Well, knowing his half-brothers were not even on the same page with him. And so he told them his vision, and you know what? They did not even agree with that. They didn't even see that they would ever bow to him, you know, because they didn't see the future. They didn't care. They basically tolerated and not celebrated Joseph. And so they wanted to kill him, threw him into a pit. And when you look at your life, folks, you have to remember that God would always tell both parties. Grant the fact, God would always tell both parties, if you're supposed to marry somebody, if you're supposed to be with someone, if this is supposed to happen. And so always remember, folks, no matter how much warfare you think you're doing and you're supposedly cutting the head off the devil, and you're astral projecting to war on these things. I mean, folks, that's a really scary, dangerous way of thinking, very New Age. And there's even New Agers that won't even agree with that. And so the point I'm making, folks, is you've got to realize when you get so out of Bible, when you get so out of context with what the scriptures are saying, and you convince yourself that you are a warrior and you're a powerful person and you know God, you know what to do. Folks, it's a scary place to be. My knowing is knowing that God loves me. That's what I call an absolute. My knowing is I know that my Father God loves me. I know that my thoughts become things. These are absolutes for me. But when it deals with prophecy, and it deals with things that I know that God told me, God told me, God told me. Folks, that can be so, almost like the boy that cried wolf, so much so it's watered down that no one believes you after a while when everything you do and say is God told me. Because what happens is, after a while, if God truly did tell you something, no one's going to believe you because you've made your terminology, God told me so much. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to realize, you know what, this is coming from me. I like this person. This is coming from me, not God. You know, I think so-and-so's cute. You know, or I'd like to have this job. But when you always put on there, God told me I should have this job. God told me you were to marry me. Folks, what happens is, not only do you water down your message if you're true and authentic and maybe possibly hearing from God every once in a while, but you really cheapen yourself because you're hiding behind a low self-esteem, feeling as if people won't ever listen to you because you don't feel like you're voice is powerful enough, so you have to hide behind that terminology, God told me, as if people pay attention to you more by saying that they heard you say, God told me. And so what it results in is very low self-esteem. And you don't want to do that, folks. If you're going to be authentic in the ministry, authentic in the kingdom of God, authentic within your job, authentic with your family, then you know what? Own it. Own it and say, you know what? This is what I like. I think this person's cute. I'd like to have this kind of job. I'd like to have this or this. And when you do that, people will respect you more because they know it's coming from an assurity. It's coming from a place in your heart where this is what I'd like to do. And they understand your likings and your dislikings and they respect you more. And that way, if you ever do have something from God, you say, hey, I really feel as if God told me this, you know, and you base it on, I'm really feeling, you know, then they know automatically that it's a thing that you're judging, you're still weighing out. I feel as if God told me this. But the moment you say, God told me this, God told me you were supposed to be my husband, my wife, you're out of God's will. I'm fighting the devil on your behalf because you're out of God's will when you should be married to me. These kind of things, folks, are very dangerous. We could say scary, wacky, but the truth is it's very, extremely dangerous. And I don't care how big of a prophet name I am, because I can honestly tell you, man, I've been among the best. I prophesy with the best, and some people consider me the best. I've prophesied to government officials. I've traveled the entire world. I've written books. I've written courses. I've spoken with the best of the best. But you know what? I'm just as equal as you are. I just happen to be more in the spotlight, maybe more than you. But you know what I've realized in my life? It doesn't make me any more different at all. And the more popular a person gets doesn't guarantee them to hear God's voice more. Are you with me? And so you have to remember, A, I have a strong, vivid imagination, and I own that. I have a strong, vivid, you know, powerful mind, and I own that. And I have a strong, powerful relationship with the Lord, and I own that. But I also know, can I hear God's voice with clarity many times? Absolutely. Do I hear it all the time? Absolutely not. And I don't have a problem with telling people, you know what, I feel God showed this to me, but once again, if it's not something God showed the other party, if it's not something that actually people are going to celebrate with me, if I have to keep it secret to where no one else knows about it, that I'm supposed to marry this person or that person, but I'm not allowed to tell my friends, because in the sound council there's wisdom, then you know what I would tell you? You need to dismiss that thought instantly, because it's not God. I mean, for this one person who feels this way, you know, for me, what if I was to tell all of her people, her subscribers, or people that she co-labors with in ministry, what if I was to tell all of them, you know, listen to the audios I've been getting from this woman, you know, listen to, you know, the emails from this woman, no one would respect her anymore. They would write her off. Why? Because if you have to keep it secret, folks, if you have to keep something secret, that tied up, you know, then you know what I would say? You need to dismiss that. You need to let that go, because that's something that could really damage you and hurt you. And I don't want to see that happen to you, nor do I want to see it happen to me. Weigh out everything, folks. Weigh things out. And once again, you know what? If you feel as if you're growing in the prophetic and you feel like that maybe some of the more accurate prophets are the ones that tell people you should marry this person or you should marry that person, let me tell you something. That is totally not true. It's straight from the pits of hell. That's a lie. That's not true. I myself have been preaching and prophesying for over, let's see here, for exactly, I'm going to say 28 years of my life all over the world. And to this very day, I have probably one time in my life, and it was under a certain circumstance, have I ever said, you know, you and you are supposed to be married. Because I don't even cross that road. You know why? Because it's not my business. My job is not to take over the Holy Spirit's role. The moment I take over the Holy Spirit's role is the moment I need to step out of ministry. The Holy Spirit is the one that does these kind of things. And the Bible makes it very plain. The Bible says it doesn't take a prophecy to tell you who to marry, folks. Not at all. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So you know what? We're not trying to water down marriage. What we're trying to say is he who finds a wife, if you're smart and if you are attractive or if you have a good personality and you happen to co-labor with somebody to say, hey, she's pretty cute. Hey, he's cute. You know, hey, you want to go on a date with me? And you happen to get married, then you found something good. And God's going to honor that. But don't find yourself at a place where you feel as if you had to have a prophecy or you have to hear from God when God says, thus saith the Lord, you are called to marry Jane or Bob or Timothy or, you know, or Sharon or Ellen or whoever. That's something, folks, you've got to realize is very dangerous. And it's unhealthy, and it's definitely not maturity. So folks, find it today in your life to be able to say, you know what, God, I need to learn to weigh out what you're telling me and showing me. And if I can't tell everybody else, then obviously it's not from you. If I can't share with my best friend that here's what God showed me, and if I can't do that, then you know what, I need to dismiss that. Because here's the reality, folks, you need to weigh out everything that comes in your temple. Anything that comes near you, weigh it out to say, is this going to empower other people? Can other people get involved in this? I always tell people with prophecy, anything you have in your life, if other people can get involved and be joyful and be lifted up and you're able to give these things or whatever God's telling you a way to get people involved, then you know it's going to be God. But if you have to keep up something so sacred to yourself and so quiet to where you can't tell everybody else, why? Because you know the people look at you crazy. Other people look at you like, what on earth has happened to you? You know, then you know this. You need to discount this. You need to get rid of it. And so, folks, I just wanted to share that with you today because I want every one of us to be healthy in the kingdom. I want all of us to be healthy. And please, whatever you do, never find yourself saying, I know for a fact God told me this. Truth be told, folks, you know what? We know God. Yes, we know God. But it doesn't mean we know all His thoughts. It doesn't mean we know with clarity everything. It's if God tells me something, I don't say 101% that what I heard from the Lord is 101% pure from God. I can never say that, and neither can you. No matter how trained you are in this life, folks, you should never find yourself saying that. You should say, this is what I feel or sense God's sharing with me. How does that sound to you? How do you feel about that? And when you do that, you realize at that moment, you know what? That's wisdom, folks. So I just want to share that with you guys this week, and I hope all of you have an amazing, great day. If you want to know more about how to hear God's voice, I would encourage you, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, I would say, order my School of the Prophets course. School of the Prophets course is not just for prophets, actually. It's for anyone. Anyone who wants to know God's voice for themselves. And I would say, do that. And it would help you to balance your life out, to balance what you're hearing in your mind, in your subconscious, in your imagination. And when you're hearing that, you'll be able to know, hey, you know what? I really feel this is God's voice speaking to me. And you'll be able to decipher the difference between your own voice, your own imagination, and God's voice. I believe it'll help your life as well. God bless until next podcast.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.